Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening, Eureka Police responded to a call of a vehicle versus pedestrian collision in the 1000 block of 4th Street in Eureka. When officers reached the scene, they found the pedestrian lying in the street, suffering from what initially appeared to be minor to moderate injuries. The victim was taken to the hospital and later died as a result of those injuries. The driver of the vehicle had fled the scene before officers arrived, but later returned to the scene of the accident and identified herself as the driver. Officers then arrested Judy Hawks of Eureka on suspicion of DUI with injury and for hit and run causing injury. This is the fifth fatal traffic incident in Eureka in the past 8 months, the second in the 101 thoroughfare in Eureka, and the third involving impairment. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. At around 9 o'clock last night, sheriff's deputies responded to a call from employees of a logging company who reported they had heard someone calling for help and the sounds of a woman crying near Lord Ellis Summit. The employees went to the area of the noise and contacted 39-year-old Timothy Pratts, who told the workers that he had been in an argument with his wife. The employees remained on scene while deputies were en route, and once on site, Pratts had more trouble. Pratt's wife, who remains at large, complained of medical issues and was taken to the hospital, and then deputies did a search of the property and called in the County Drug Task Force. They found greenhouses filled with marijuana in the 4900 block of Wiregrass Road in Blue Lake and confiscated more than 1,300 plants, more than $100,000 in cash, and evidence of drug sales activity. Pratt was arrested and booked into county jail. His wife remains at large, and a warrant has been issued for her arrest. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a report of a bank robbery in Point Arena yesterday afternoon. Employees of Redwood Credit Union told officers that two men entered the bank, threatened employees and customers, and demanded money. They left with approximately $50,000, but witnesses got a good look at their Jeep, and the search was on. A CHP officer and a deputy spotted the two suspects, Ramon Ojeda and Fred Orlando, as they drove along Fish Rock Road and watched as Ojeda exited the vehicle while Orlando drove away. Ojeda was immediately arrested while a deputy and a CHP officer conducted a high-profile stop on the vehicle. After a short standoff, Orlando surrendered and both men were arrested and booked into county jail. The North Coast Air Quality Management District has issued an air quality alert for all areas south of Highway 36. Air quality has been listed as unhealthy, and smoke from wildfires has caused the hazardous condition. Residents are recommended to limit all outdoor activity because the smoke can cause respiratory distress. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state Senate passed a passel of bills that now sit on the governor's desk awaiting his signature or his veto. One bill would increase the fine for texting or driving with a handheld device from $20 for a first offense to $30 and from $50 for a second offense to $60. Other bills include requiring law enforcement to get a search warrant before tracking suspects via GPS on a mobile device, and another will allow citizens to register to vote on Election Day at their designated polling place. Two bills authored by North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, one regarding aquaculture on the North Coast and one increasing the penalties for those who grow illegal marijuana gardens on public lands, have also been sent to the governor. The Fortuna Police Department is asking for the public's help with information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for numerous slashed tires. 15 vehicles had their tires vandalized near Campton Heights Drive sometime between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, leaving vehicle owners fuming over the inconvenience and the cost of repairing the damaged wheels. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Fortuna Police Department. And Fortuna PD will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint on Saturday night within city limits beginning at 8 o'clock and wrapping up around 3 o'clock on Sunday morning. This weekend is the final weekend of the Humboldt County Fair, and the very popular Hops and Humboldt Festival takes place in Rohnert Park tomorrow as well. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.